أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الله نور السماوات والأرض، مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح، المصباح في زجاجة، الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار. نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء عليم.
Now back again, dear brothers and sisters, and we're talking about the same issue and the same question. Is Jesus Christ God? And we're trying to get evidences out of the Holy Bible itself. We're not talking from the Holy Quran. We're getting evidences from the Holy Bible. And now we are going to talk about some evidences that was said by Jesus Christ himself in the Holy Bible. And these evidences prove that Jesus Christ is not God. Okay, now I want you to go with me to Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, and exactly chapter 4:10, we need to read together, 4:10, and let's see that. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All this I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. This is so clear. The devil is trying to test Jesus Christ, but Jesus Christ is saying that it is written in the Torah, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. If he were God, he would say, worship me alone and serve me alone. But he didn't say that. He said, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Because simply, Jesus is not God. If he were God, he would say that. But he didn't, actually. He didn't say, I'm God. There's no place in the Bible in which Jesus Christ said, I'm God. Worship me, please. No. It has never happened. Okay? So, we are still in Matthew, but I want you this time to go to Matthew 19:17. Okay, here we are. Okay. Now, a man came up to Jesus and asked, Teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life? Why do you ask me about what is good? Jesus replied, there is only one who is good. And Jesus Christ was talking about God. He was trying to teach the man that even me is not good, okay? But the only good one is God. So no one is good but God, okay? And this tells us also that Jesus is not God. Interesting. I want you to move now to Mark 10:18, the Gospel of Mark 10:18. Let's have a look. Mark, okay, yes, Mark 10, interesting, Mark 10:18, let's read that together. Okay, as Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. Good teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? But Jesus said, why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. No one is good except God alone. So, interesting. The guy is trying to call Jesus good master. But Jesus teach him that there is no one who is good but God. And that simply means that, excuse me, I'm not God. I'm not good. Because I don't deserve to be called good by people. I'm not God. Simply, this is what these sentences say here. And this is from the Holy Bible, from the Gospel of Mark. It's not the Holy Quran. Okay, let's read it one more time. Okay, again, let's read that again to you. What must I do to inherit eternal life? But Jesus said, why do you call me good? Jesus answered, no one is good except God alone. I think very simple, but when Muslims say that Jesus Christ is not God, some people start being angry. And actually, this is what the Holy Bible says, and this is what Jesus Christ says himself. Okay, so let's move now to Matthew 27:43. Matthew 27:43, back again. 27:43. Okay, interesting. Let's see what we have. Okay. In the same way, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders mocked him. Okay, we're talking now about the crucifixion. And Muslims, we believe that Jesus Christ was not crucified. Okay, but now I'm talking from the Holy Bible. I'm telling you people about what is written in the Holy Bible itself. In the same way, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders mocked him. He saved others, they said, but he can't save himself. He's the king of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God rescue him now if he wants him. This is so clear. Even the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders, they knew that Jesus Christ used to trust in God. Why? Because he was not God. Because how can God trust in God? Well, this is not logical, actually. Okay? So Jesus Christ was not God. Because if he were God, how could he say he trusts in God, that God rescue him? Because this is going to be crazy. Nobody can speak like that. Jesus Christ actually was a prophet, a great prophet, but he was not God, simply. So, this is what even the Jews used to say. So, let's move now to the Psalms. And I want to read a very interesting psalm to you, which is the Psalm 22. Psalm 22. So, let's go to the book of David, the Psalms. Very interesting book. And exactly, we need to read Psalms 22. Okay. Now, let's see here. God is talking to God. David is talking to God. Something happened to my language because of... So, David, he's talking to God in this psalm. He says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? So far from the words of my groaning. Oh my God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, and I am not silent. Yet you are enthroned at the Holy One. You are the praise of Israel. In you our fathers put their trust. They trusted you. They trusted and you delivered them. They cried to you and were saved. In you they trusted and were not disappointed. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by men and despised by the people. All who see me mock me. The whole insults shake in the hands, the heads. He trusts in the Lord. Let the Lord rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. Yet you brought me out of the womb. You made me trust in you, even at my mother's breast. From birth I was cast upon you. From my mother's womb you have been my God. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near, and there is no one to help. Very interesting. Okay. So as we see here, David is surrendering himself totally to God. He's praising God. He's trying to say that every blessing he has is from God. Every something that is good is from his God. And as you see here, a very interesting part. You brought me out of the womb. And as we know that Jesus Christ was born like any normal person, okay? The only difference is that he has no father, and having no father doesn't mean that he's God, because Adam, okay, the father of humanity, he had no father, no mother, okay? So, you brought me out of the womb, you made me trust in you, even at my mother's breast. I mean, Jesus Christ was a child, but this is not what I really want to say on this psalm. Actually, I want to comment on the very beginning of this psalm, which is, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? So far from the words of my groaning. This is exactly what Jesus said according to the Gospels when he was on the cross. And I said before that we Muslims do not believe that Jesus Christ was crucified. Okay, so as you see, we're at this part from the Psalms of David. Now let's see what Jesus Christ said while he was on the cross, as it was written in the Gospel of Matthew. Okay. So, Matthew 27:43. Okay. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? My God, why have you forsaken me? So Jesus is God, and he's crying, my God. How can you explain that? How can we explain that to anybody? That God is calling for God to save him? God is calling for God? Is that logical? Is that possible? And really, if you go back, I mean, this statement was taken from the Psalms. When you go back to this psalm, you find that it is a psalm in which David is confessing how human and how unable he is. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? So far from the words of my groaning. Oh my God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer by night, and I'm not silent. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the praise of Israel. In you our fathers put their trust. I mean, when you read all this, you understand that a servant is talking to his God. And this is exactly what you're telling us about Jesus Christ on a cross. He's saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? Okay? He's using the same sentences and the used psalm that David used to pray with, from the book of Psalms. And how can anybody say that Jesus is God while Jesus himself saying, my God? Okay, so let's move to another part, which is, let's go to Luke 4:8. Luke 4:8. Interesting. Here we are. And in Luke 4:8, it is the story of the devil one more time. So if you worship me, it will all be yours. Jesus answered, it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Okay? So one more time. It is the same story that we talked about before. Jesus is trying to teach devil that only God deserves to be worshipped. Not anybody else. Not Jesus Christ himself, because he's not God. Okay, so let's move to 4:12. Interesting. What do we have in 4:12? Okay, dokie. We have Yes. Also with the devil, he will command his... Yes. If you are the son of God, this is the devil speaking, huh? If you are the son of God, he said, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. He will lift you up in the hands so that you will not strike your foot against the stone. Jesus answered, It says, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Wow. Do not put the Lord your God to the test. It means, I cannot test my God. This is what Jesus Christ is saying. He's saying, I'm not God. I'm not supposed even to test God. So when the devil had finished all this tempting, he left him until an opportune time. So, this is very clear also. Let's move to Luke 18:18. Very good. 18:18. A certain ruler asked him, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? The same story. So he said, why do you call me good? Jesus answered, no one is good except God alone. One more time. Jesus Christ is telling him the same story from another Bible that I'm not God, so I don't deserve to be called good anyway. Thank you very much, dear brothers and sisters, and we're going to meet, inshallah, in another episode and discuss new evidences. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.